All right, got a little extra day today, and good practice. And so, you know, it's just about time to kick it off and get this thing started. So we're excited about the approaching season and the work we put in. Questions?
Your thoughts on the roster? Is it set with the addition of Keenan Lambert, or are you going to look to upgrade or make any more moves?
Well, you know, I think this time of year, we all across the league get to the 53 we have to get to. And then, you know, there may be some adjusting as you see the opportunity to improve your football team between now and the time we kick it off. And so, you know, I wouldn't, if I tried to say, yeah, this is it, it may be, it may not be. You know, it's one of those situations where it's fluid. It has the potential to be fluid, and we will always entertain opportunities to upgrade our football team, and that'll happen not only, you know, right now as we approach the beginning of the season, but that'll happen throughout the year.
Seems like you guys have a lot of defensive linemen that are probably worthy of making the team. How tough was it to make the cuts at that spot?
I think the hardest thing this time of year is meeting with the young men and explaining that it's not going to work here. And in some cases, you're hoping to get some of those guys back, you know, and so we'll just see how it all shakes out.
Got a couple weapons back today, Clive Walford and Andre Holmes. How important was that to get them back right now?
Yeah, it's great to get them back. We anticipated, having them return. And, you know, you saw them out there, so I guess I can speak to it. But I'm really not going to get in depth into, you know, where guys are. I think on Wednesday we have to declare that, and on Wednesday we will.
Jack, how far back start looking at the season opener, you yourself, or maybe you as a staff? When did you guys start first taking a look at the game and start prepping for it?
Well, I mean, I, you know, when the schedule comes out, you know, the process begins.
What did you guys see out of Keenan Lambert? Obviously, you played against him just the other day.
Yeah.
What did you guys see out of him?
Effort-filled, guy that made some plays in the ball game. He's trained in our system. Something similar. He's got at least some of the language with what Kenny brought down. So there's some of the language that's similar. And so we feel like he's a young, aggressive safety that is worthy of a spot right now.
You touched on this a bit Thursday night, but you're heading into the regular season pretty healthy with the exception of Watson. You're getting guys back, and I'm sure some of that is, you know, some luck. Some of it is by design, how you guys practice. Are you happy with where you are health-wise kind of heading into Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, all in all, you know, you do what you can to get your team in shape and be as healthy as possible. We've worked hard at that.
Any thoughts on opening the regular season at home and getting this thing?
Well, we're really excited to open at home. I think it's a great opportunity for us as a football team to get a great start. You know, it's a really good opponent. I know we'll talk more about them as the week goes on, but a good opponent, coach that their head coach I worked with in Baltimore, I have a long history with, and good coach, good man. Looking forward to the challenge.
Can you talk about the decision to trade Seal Moore on Friday?
What do you want to talk about?
What kind of went into that decision?
He wasn't going to make our team. We had depth there that we're really happy about. You know, we brought in two free agent linebackers. They both are playing very well. We brought in two draft picks. They're both playing very well. We developed a guy at the position that's returning. And Ray, and we added a guy that we think is a real core difference maker on special teams. So we've got a full group, and it was an opportunity to acquire a pick for a guy that somebody else may want to have.
Are you confident in the return game heading into the regular season, both kicking and punt returns?
What about it?
Confident in it?
I'm confident in our football team. We'll do the best job we can putting out 46 guys we think can help us win, and go fight for a victory here at home.
You guys are going with Loin as a backup. What did he show you in preseason to want to go with him as a number two?
Talking about Matt?
Yeah.
Making it? He just really was the better guy, in our evaluation. And You know, we appreciated the effort, the healthy competition that they had, but in the end, we felt like it was the right choice for us to go with Matt.